Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. We are going to be with you for about 50 minutes, 55. I got some announcements at the end, so stay tuned. You could be one of the announcements. I have with me today Joe DeCicco. He started this. He'll give you a whole background story in just a minute to battle cancer. And I jumped on a couple years ago and supporting it. It's a wonderful charity. He does a lot. It's all about Joe. He's a volunteer, just like here. We know so many people, and Joe will get into the whole story, but that have cancer, who've had cancer, who've passed from cancer. And Joe puts this little gig together every year. And has a good turnout, gets a lot of youth, a lot of real positive people there, people who've had cancer and beat it. And so without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour, my friend from a long time, Joe DeCicco. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Doing pretty well yourself?
Well, for an old fat bald guy, I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
You know, just had another birthday. I deducted another year. That's what I do now.
Yeah.
Instead of being 78, when I turned 75, I started deducting time. So I'm only 72.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it worked for me. Yeah. Doesn't work when the cop asks you how old you are, but then again, you know, there you go. So listen, Joe, first of all, thank you for doing this. This is truly a labor of love. And you've been doing it now for 5 years. Wow.
Yeah, this will be our fifth year. I'm surprised myself, but every year it's gotten bigger.
Well, and I hope this little program helps, because I know a couple of the people who were there last year said, I just found out about it this year, you know, last year. So first of all, why did you start to do this? I think that's a beautiful story.
Well, I started in 2020. I lost my wife, Judy, to cancer in 2000. So on the 20th year, I said, I have to do something.
Yeah.
And baseball guy that I am, I said, let's try baseball. So I went out on a limb and gave it a shot. And ever since then, it's gotten more popular every year, which is, I can't believe.
Well, I can, because just this year alone, we've lost people with from cancer. We know people who've just been diagnosed with cancer. I would like to say we're at the end of the road with cancer, but I don't think we are.
No, you never know. I mean, that's why I'm doing this. You know, research can't hurt. So
that's the only way we're going to find out how to cure it, basically.
Absolutely.
And so it'll be, you know, Joe's been doing this and the turnout has been phenomenal of all. And I guess what I like too, it's not just all kiddos, you know, you have some old guys there.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
That's how we started off. We started off 9 o'clock in the morning, Saturday, June 28th with people 50 and over. Last year we had a couple in their 70s.
Wow. I hope I can make it to 50. Oh, I have, and I passed it. So give us I know a lot of you are driving, trying to get the kids on the bus, whatever. Don't lose heart. We're going to tell you two or three, four times maybe how you can get involved, contact information. So this will be the first of many times we're going to share this, because it's important that if you want to get involved, you know all the facts. So Joe, give us the top facts, and we'll do this about four or five times.
Okay, well, June 28th, Saturday, we start off at 9 o'clock with the older group, 50 and over. I call them the old timers. And then we'll have women's softball.
Wow.
And then the younger kids, 18 and over, will play. And now this year, something a little different we're doing is Around 2 o'clock, we're going to have Post 68 has two baseball teams this year.
Yeah.
So they're going to come in and play their a regular game to end
Oh,
our
wow.
end of day. Yep.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yep.
That truly is, to me, that I'm so happy that the Legion Post 68 and the kiddos are willing to do it and go down, and it's good practice for them.
Yeah, it's going to be a regular game for them, to be honest
Yeah.
with you. Just that's that's pretty special in itself. I also like to say that this year, Unico will be doing hamburgers, hot dogs, and sausage and
Oh,
peppers for it. So,
wow. Oh, that, and folks, tell Unico is what's the, it's the acronym for,
don't
what's
put
this?
me on the spot.
Oh, okay. United Italian.
And yeah, United. Now they're going to hate me. Italian.
I shouldn't have done that. That, but a lot of people, they'll start texting me. What's Unico? Is it a union thing? You know? But anyhow, it's a bunch of Italian guys and gals get together. They do a great job, and they're going to cook hamburgers and hot dogs. That's that again. It's an organization that does charitable work, and they do
Yeah.
it very, very well. I have the greatest reach. I used to have Unico on here all the time, but the change. I guess people change. Do you are you any relation to this Casey DeCicco?
That's my daughter.
Oh, I know. I saw her the other day out at BJ's. Casey, by the way, and I'll be announcing this again. She this is near and dear to my heart. Soldier On will be doing their annual golf tournament, and for more information, you can talk to two DeCiccos today. You can talk to one that's not that good looking, or you can call Casey, who is, and I'll give you all that information at the end of the show. But the basics, Joe, it lasts all day, just about. I mean, people can go there and be entertained and be involved and do all the things.
Right. And we had actually last year we had some a good crowd period just to sit and
Yes.
watch,
Watch. Yeah.
so that's
Yeah. I strolled by there, and I was totally impressed with the people. You
but
know?
it's just a fun time for a great cause. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. And now is it, are you connected with anybody like Dana Farber or any of those people?
Yes, Jimmy from Dana-Farber. We're through them.
Good.
And all the proceeds go right to the Jimmy Fund. And actually, we have our own, I call him, I am Jimmy, which is a young man. He's 10. He may just turn 11, named Carter.
Why?
He comes. Last year, he threw out the first pitch, and he's ready and willing to do it again this year.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah,
So.
and it's a family event too, folks. I mean, in today's absolutely crazy world, and the other part of it too is it's a physical activity. Are you ready? Outdoors, and cell phones are not required. A base and Joe can tell you too. If you don't have equipment, been a year, you say you're an older guy or a younger kid or whatever, and you wanna do it, go there. They have equipment. Right, Joe?
Yes, we
You
do.
have gloves, you have balls, you have bats. And
Yeah.
Brian, give us a breakdown of the eight the different ages and stuff, if you'd be so kind.
Okay, well, the older group is 50 years and older. And, we just play for fun. You don't have to run hard. Don't worry about hitting the ball. Just have fun.
Yeah.
Then the women, a
I
little
think
bit
that's
more
great.
competition.
I
And the
think
women's softball.
that to me, Joe, I didn't mean to step on you. That to me, I'm so glad you involved the women, because that to me is there's a battle going on. I know I can create some havoc here, but I'm a big supporter of women's sports. And before we go any further, I better do this. The views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way, no way, represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor Marchetti in the Mayor's Office, Peter White in the City Council, or the people who are trying to get Wacona Park reestablished. So, the involvement of girls softball, women's softball. I know some of the PHS kids that are playing. One in particular, and senior, she's terrific. And so I'm sorry. Go ahead after the girls. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so after the
Get off on a
girls,
t well, I'm just so angry at. Go ahead, Joe.
no, that's fine. I mean, women's softball is big,
It's huge.
and so I had some women ask, "Hey, why can't we do that?" And I said,
Yeah.
"Why not?"
No, I applaud you for doing it. And my thing is this: I might as well get it off my chest. Otherwise, I'll just keep revolving up there in that empty cylinder I call a brain. I believe women should play women's sports. That's what I believe. I'm
I
sorry.
agree with that. No, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not judging anybody or anything. I'm just saying I played sports when I was younger, and women should play women's sports, and men should play, and boys and girls should play in their given gender.
Age group, yes.
Yeah, and age group, yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we do. Then after the women, we have the 18 and older, 18 to 40
Wow.
play, and they
Wow.
play a little harder. They're
Yeah.
into it, which is fine. And like I said, this year is going to be a little different. We have Post 68, which has two teams this year, are going to play against each other,
Wow.
and that's going to end it.
Yeah. Well,
So.
and again, it is a family affair.
Yes, it is.
You can go there, bring your lawn chair, sit on the, ready? Sit on the grass. Yeah. Yeah, no, really. I just sit on the grass. Bring your own chairs. If you're my age, you better bring a chair, because if you sit on the grass, they'll have to get Maximilian's cane crane to get you back up straight. But it's a wonderful day. I always say a prayer that it's a nice day. That's
Yes.
because then the crowds come, the families come. There's going to be this year. Unico's going to be there. Cooking hamburgers and hot dogs. And if you just to be outside with your kids.
Right. And actually, I can add this with besides Unico, Crispy Cone. I don't know if people know Crispy
Sure.
Cone ice cream. Are bringing He's bringing his trailer,
Oh, wow.
so we'll have ice cream for the kiddos and come have some fun.
With your kiddos, with your family. When I was a kid, we would do that. I can remember my father in an old 1947 Pontiac standard shift, no air conditioning, in the middle of summer, driving us up to the top of Greylock just to walk around.
Yeah.
As a family, and then we'd have a little picnic up there. And you can do the same thing there. You can bring your own picnic. You don't have to depend on any, but there'll be food there. And
Free of cost. I want to make sure people know that.
free of cost. How do you raise the funds for the Dana Fiber?
Well, I have many businesses donate, and that's getting more popular. I'm running out
Good.
of space for the back of the t-shirts.
Yeah, well.
If you play, you'll get it's a $10 cost. You get a t-shirt, and you can play as long as you want to play.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So
And
basically,
if
that's
you
how we
want to
do it.
go and watch, it's free unless you want to give something. Right?
Correct. Always accepting donations.
Yeah, no, that and again, we go to I think the most, one of the most, if not the most, next to St. Jude and all those charities, and that's Dana Farber. I mean, what they do, how many people, Joe, do we know in our lifetime who've been there with cancer and they've been cured? Some didn't make it, but they are a research center, and
Very good work.
they do great work.
Yes, I mean, I lost my wife to cancer, but I can tell you this, I tell my kids this. Not that she enjoyed it, but that's about the only way I can say it is
Yeah.
she liked Dana Farber a lot.
Everybody that I know who's been there, they, you're right, they don't enjoy it, but they feel at home.
Right, there you go.
They feel the people, everybody there is actually looking out for them.
Right. And they're all smiling. I like to add that. They're all smiling.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, you've been diagnosed with cancer or any terminal disease. It's a kick right in the gut, and you're looking for somebody to help you and be kind to you and not be, you know, officious, you know. But what are some of the highlights from years past, you know?
It's hard to say because, like I said, the major highlight to me is more and more every year, more people show up,
Yep.
more people showing they care. It's like we said, it's a community thing, and I'm just trying to make it bigger. I welcome people from out of state to come. And actually, I like to add right now, too, that's why it's on the top of my head because I'm not young anymore either, is Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
We'll start the week off June 22nd. They're going to bring the World Series trophies.
Oh, wow. That's breaking news, dude. Now,
Yes, sir.
where are they bringing it to?
It'll be at the Sideline Saloon on Fenn Street, the sports bar there, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, Sunday, June 22nd.
You
So anybody's welcome to come down, get your picture taken with the trophy. Just another added bonus.
I'm so glad you remembered that while we were on air. Just what after text me that info and I'll start announcing it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And again, Sideline Cafe, Fenn Street, Boston Red Sox are going to bring out the trophy. I mean, and I know he's going to get mad at me, but Joe is a guy who has put his whole heart and soul, and for his own reasons, I'm not going to make him out as a saint, but he lost his beautiful wife, and his wife was a beautiful person in every aspect. And he's put himself in this 100%, from a thought to an actual event. That's one huge step. And then to do that, this is the fifth year, and it's grown every year. And that's because there's no malarkey to this. If you give $10, $10 goes right to the Dana Farber.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean that, and I mean today, Joe, you got to say that because there's so many scams. I must get 5 calls a day for veterans and police and fire and all, and
Oh.
it's all malarkey.
Right. I mean, if people want to make out a check, I tell them make it out to the Jimmy Fund, Dana
Yeah.
Farber. Not to me, not to anybody else, just to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it goes straight to them.
And when what's the hot what have you now this is your fifth year. What's been the most challenging part of getting this going? Because
Year one, I'm the type of guy I like to, if I'm going to do it, I want to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't have much publicity, and everybody started bugging me. You got to get out there. You got to call a radio station. You
Right,
got to,
right.
you know, this and that. So now I started doing that, and it's just getting bigger. and which is a great, I'm glad I did it.
Yeah,
You know,
yeah. And I'm glad you did it too, because in my opinion, this is it's a wonderful thing, and it's for several reasons. One, families can go. They can be outside. They can be together. And as I said, and I say it sarcastically, and I know that you don't need a cell phone to be there. You just need to be there and be part of it. And there's the family today, Joe, is a lot different than the family when we were growing up.
oh,
But
yes.
that's not to say you still can't do things together. I tell this story every time. Here's a free plug for 99. I was at 99 with the bride, and here's a family of five, right? Mom, dad, three kids, all got their cell phones. Not talking back and forth, and probably the same when you were growing up. Mealtimes were when we talked, we visited, we learned. We were family. And I guess if I guess I, as many of you know by now, I'm only doing 2 days a week. I've got some issues of my own. Been never expected to be this long doing the show. My goal was to get the station moved from Taconic over to PCTV on Federico Drive and let people go. And I was going to fill it. And we stayed. And thanks, I probably would have had to leave many years ago if it wasn't for Sean Sayre doing the last. I used to do 5 days a week. Sean ended up doing the last two, Thursdays and Fridays. And now Brian Burkle and others are filling in. And I just can't say enough. This station has become a sounding board for places like Joe and other people, venues that need to get their word out of what they're doing, and they can't afford huge amounts of money for advertising. So if my legacy at the station should be, he'll have anybody on. He if you you're doing something for this community, you got a ticket on this show, as long as I'm doing it. Because that's what we are. We are Pittsfield Community Radio. We are Pittsfield Community Television. And Joe and his whole effort is for this community. People who absolutely need help. He's based his, he, you know, putting a deal like this together is not easy. Really.
No, it's not. I start actually. I after it ends in June, I wait. I give myself a couple months. Actually, I start end of September.
And it takes that much. Now, do you have to get a permit from the city to use the park, or do you have to tell them, or?
Yes. No, I get a permit. Yeah.
Yeah, and a good friend of mine sits on that park commission. So if you have any problems, you call. I'll call him up. Clifford Nylon and I go back to
Yes.
North Junior High together, and our careers kind of dovetailed, and then they kind of separated, and then they came back. So now, I thank the Park Commission and I thank the city, because this truly is just a really good cause. The cause is great, the venue's spectacular, and the and I know I push this, I repeat myself, but when you get to be 78 years old, you can repeat yourself too. Bring your family, make it a family affair. Especially if your kiddos want to play. Right, Joe?
Absolutely. I come for an hour, come for 20 minutes, or come
Yeah.
for the whole day. Like I said, there's food, and now we're going to have ice cream too. I mean,
Yeah.
how can you beat that?
And if your kiddos don't have a glove or a bat, don't worry, they have it.
Yes,
He
we
has a
do.
collection there of stuff. It,
Just come down and play.
just come
You can
down and
play your
play.
games. You know, it's like I said, it's just all for fun.
Yeah. Fun and a good cause,
Great call.
and it's a big nut to crack in the first one. Now you got four under your belt. Four, when you thought this up, did you ever think you'd have four under your belt?
No, I didn't. Especially the first year. I mean, it was slow. We didn't do that well. The second year, it rained.
Yeah, I remember that one.
But we ended up getting it in. Actually, the third year, it rained. And we had to cancel to the following Saturday, which ended up being real good.
Oh, good.
I don't like talking, what we make money-wise, but last year was awesome.
Good. But it all to Dana Faber. I mean, there was the thing. Here's a contribution that may have saved somebody's life.
Absolutely.
And when you think about the effort it takes, I mean, I've been involved with a few things to get events, and I want to tell you, people show up and they say, "Oh, this was nice." Yeah, after a lot of hard work by a lot of people, I mean, I'll give you an example. I'll give you a couple of examples, but one that we just finished Lent. And Lent, every Lent, every Friday during Lent, the Elks, all volunteers, have a baked fish dinner. And I'll tell you, the people, the waitresses, the cooks, the Elks, while we go sit and eat and enjoy it, they've been there working hard for a long time for us to go for an hour. And again, years ago, I was with the Knights of Columbus. We used to have a spaghetti when we had our place up on Upper North Street. And we were young and got involved, and we'd have to be there and clean and polish the floors and everything. And then the cooking. So tell your neighbors, tell your brothers and sisters, your with their kids, grandparents, get your grandchildren, bring them down there. And if they want to play, show up. Joe's going to give you the times again in just a minute for the kiddos, for everybody, like the old guys. They get there early because they're up at 4 o'clock in the morning. They could probably play at five, but there's no lights in. I look to really promote this hard this year because we're losing people. I lost some very good friends over this past year, some from cancer and some from other things, but it's been a tough year for the old soldier and the Polish princess. We're going to take a quick break. I'm here today, Joe DiCicco. We're talking about Joe Strikeout Cancer. And he started this will be his fifth year. All volunteer. Every dime goes to Dana Faber through the Jimmy Fund. And I would strongly, really encourage you to go contribute, but as much as I want you to contribute, I want you to go. I want you to make it a family affair. I'm on this kick about families, boys and girls, so there you are. 89.7 FM on your radio dial, WTBR. We're also broadcasting on PCTV, channel 1301. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. We're going to repeat all the information. Get a pencil and a paper, write it down, and please put it on your calendar so you don't forget. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
This is Kevin Cahill from the Sunday Sounds of Ireland show, which you can listen to every Sunday on WTBR 89.7 at 10 a.m. You will hear the jigs, you will hear the reels, the fiddles, the bowrons, and the bagpipes, Paddy Riley, the Wolf Tones, the Chieftains, and even some cranberries. So listen to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland every Sunday at 10 a.m. here at WTBR 89.7.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, everybody, this is WTBR. We are back, and we are broadcasting on PCTV. I have Joe DeSico with me today. Joe, going to give you a little bit of an update for those people just tuning in. Joe lost his beautiful wife to cancer. And from that loss, he'll tell you in just a minute in his own words, he started this Strike Out Cancer and how he came up with it. Joe, if you'd share that with the audience.
Yes, I came up with it in 2020. My wife died in 2000. And her 20th year, I said that I want to do something. I want to do something for the Jimmy Fund, Dana-Farber. So I came up with baseball. Don't ask why. It just came through my head. I said, let's try this.
Yeah.
It's an all-day baseball game. You know, a lot of people can play baseball. Anybody really can play this, especially here, because it's all just for fun. So actually, June 28th, this year is the date, and the old timers, I call them, from 50 and older can play, and you can play question mark.
Yeah,
I put 50 in question mark. But like I said, it's a lot of fun. Then we have the women's softball, all ages play together, and they have a great time. Last year was pretty big. Hopefully, this year even gets bigger.
Oh, yeah, hopefully, this will help.
And then after that, it's the kids 18 and older play, which will be a good time. It's a lot of fun to watch because they play a little harder, obviously. But then this year we added post 68 baseball. They have two teams this year, so they're going to play a league game starting, I'd say, in 2:30 end our striking out cancer.
And that's all at Clapp Park.
All at Clapp Park. That's right. We never mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah. All at Clapp Park. It starts at what time again?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Unico will be there making hamburgers and hot dogs.
Yep.
And Crispy Cone, right?
Crispy Cone will be there. Yeah.
Crispy Cone will be there with their trailer doing ice cream. So, and for those that are just tuning in, and for those who've been, they're saying, boy, he is losing it. He repeats himself. I really want you to make it a family day. Bring the kiddos. If they're 4 or 5, 6, and they run around, they got a whole park to run around in. Well, what do you care? I mean, they're outside. You're with them. They got a beautiful playground there, too. And just do it as a family. I'm on this kick. Get used to it, because I'll tell you, from my old background, most of the violent youthful offenders I dealt with, I would say 85% of them would have never seen me, and I would have never seen them. They had the mom and dads that we had growing up that took us to ball games and made a big deal of stuff. Again, if you don't have equipment for your kiddo, say your kiddos want to come, and they've never played baseball, and they want to try it, they got the equipment there.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Actually, if you got kids younger than 18 and they never played, or they're 12 years old, come down at 9 o'clock, you play with the old-timers. Because we had a couple last year do that. You know, it's just a great time for a great cause.
And think about that, the old guys and the young guys. The old, and here's the thing that why one of the another really significant reason, not that the money goes to Dana Farber for curing cancer, I'm 100% behind that. But here's why I'll here one of the other reasons I had. Joe has women's softball, girls softball will be down there too. And I'm a big supporter of girls sports. So bottom line, it can be an hour, it can be a half hour, it can be all day. It's whatever you want it to be. And you can go and come back. The nice part is there's no admission. You can go and come back. And I saw people did that last year. Some people went, and then when I drove back by again, they were back. I saw them leave. So there, I mean, it's an outing, as they used to. When I was overseas, they would say they're going on an outing. So it's that kind of an adventure, and it's a family thing. It's truly, truly a family thing. Now, the other piece, too, is if you're going to make a checkout, Joe will tell you how you make it out. Just to show you, it's 100% goes to the organization. Joe, please tell them.
Yes, please make out checks to the Jimmy Fund or to Dana Farber, either or.
Yeah.
But usually it's the Jimmy Fund. And I, the next day, mail them checks right to the Jimmy Fund. So everything's legit. And I also, once again, because I always forget to bring this up, to start off the week, June 22nd, the Boston Red Sox are coming to town with the World Series trophies. I got to keep remembering that.
No, that's a big deal. They're going to be at the sideline, right?
Sideline. Yep. Sideline on Fenn Street. Tim Carroll and Colleen do a great job. Really good friends. They help me out every year.
Yeah.
While we're on that kick, I also like to say my partner, Georgette, helps out a lot. I mean, she's got to put up with me, period. But
never mind adding on the strikeout cancer gig. She's got to put up with you all year. I mean, come on. No, but, and we'll be talking about this in a little while, too. There's another DeSico who she's got a gig going that's near and dear to my heart. It's called the An Afternoon of Golf, and it's to help sponsor Soldier On and benefit the veterans who take advantage of Soldier On in a very positive way. Hats off to Jack Downing and all the people who started that. John Bresnahan, who was on the board. I know there were a lot of other people, but I can't remember them. They started it. And I will tell you, as a veteran who knows veterans, that saved a lot of lives there. They're having their golf tournament. You can call Casey DeSico. And if you would, tell her to old fat ball guy told her to call. She's at 413-207-4746 as a sponsor, or find out more information about signing up. But it will be Friday, May 23rd, in the 2 o'clock shotgun. And it's the links at Worthington. So it'll be another great adventure to get outside. I'm a big one now to get out as much as we. This has been a horrible winter and been cooped up. Now I'm outside as much as I can be outside.
And they do a heck of a job.
Oh, yeah.
She works. And also, I better put this in, Bill, because you're going to get me in trouble.
Okay.
My daughter, Courtney DeSico, well, Dante now.
Yeah.
Works at Soldier On also.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so.
Oh, cool. Well, and again, you can see this is a family who turned a loss, a really hard loss, because I remember when it happened, turned a very hard loss into a positive thing, turned the negative into a positive, and it's strikeout cancer. And it's homegrown. You know, they always talk about what are the grassroots. There's the big root right there. It was his brain, his desire to do something in memory of his wife. It's blossomed. I mean, earlier in the show, we were talking about he did it the first year. I don't think little did he realize this is year five.
It is.
And it's been through rain and not everything's been easy, right?
No.
What is some of your biggest when you first approach people? What did they say? What, do you lost your mind? That's what they said to me. And in my case, I answer yes.
You know, well, yeah. I mean, you know, this is what I want to try. And I go, really?
Yeah.
Why not? Actually, why not golf? I said, well, I'm not good at golf. I never was good at golf. And there's a lot of golf tournaments.
Yeah.
Something different. And I just, you know, I Googled it. And also, I will say this. Only right now, as it stands, only one organization does this.
Oh, wow.
All day baseball.
Oh, wow.
And they're out of Alberta, Canada.
Wow.
And I was in contact with him. He's the doctor out there. He lost his wife to cancer.
Oh.
He came up with that. So we went back and forth. And he said, you know, I think you're the only one, at least in the Northeast, if not the country, that has this kind of event. So, you know, there it is right there, too, in itself. Not that I want bragging rights. I
no.
just want people to show up from
yeah.
all over. Come.
Yeah, and really and truly, and I know I'd be dissident, but, you know, you don't need a cell phone. You really don't. You can leave your cell phone in the car even. And just go and enjoy the day. And bring the kids, the grandkids, you know, they'll be outside. The old guys and the young kids playing. I think that, you know, because they can't bend over to get the ball all the time. The young kids can, you know. But it's at Clapp Park. It starts at 9 o'clock. And the date, Joe, is?
June 28th, Saturday, June 28th.
Saturday, June 28th. The other thing too, there's parking. If you do, it borders the ball field. Actually, you pull off the street and you go down. Or I guess people park on the street. There were people parked on the street last year,
right. Or across the road now because they knocked down the old city building there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Where it's used to be the shop there for highway department.
Yeah. And we put orange cones out on the road. Right in the middle.
Yeah.
So hopefully slow down traffic for people.
Sure.
You know.
They're going to put cop cars out there to slow down traffic. I'm being facetious but honest. The loss of your wife, I want to just put a little bit of human touch to this. I remember when all that went down. She's how long did she have cancer before she passed?
2 years.
Yeah.
Never got sick, Bill. She never was sick. In April of 98, she had a cough. They went to the doctors, got pneumonia. Put her on antibiotic. Didn't work. I got to go back. Went back. They did another x-ray. They found something real small. So we went to nose, ear, and throat doctor, and he took the sample out. And within 3 hours, I got the call back to come in the office, and we found out she had cancer. And God bless his soul, Paul Dowd, who I know well.
I called him up. Love the guy. Well, he would come on the show for the Jimmy Fund all the time.
Yeah.
I love that guy, yep.
He got us to Dana-Farber within a week, to be honest
with you. Yeah, and the guy who, I guess, has replaced him, Bob Tucker's the same way.
Oh, definitely. Bob's a great guy.
Yep, he's a terrific guy. But going back just to kind of down history's lane, Paul Dowd, wife, Rosemary Brown, Dowd, and I worked together at the professional drugstore 100 years ago. Yeah. Well, maybe not 100, but close. And they were, what a beautiful couple, they and Paul Jr. But Paul Dowd was as committed to the Jimmy Fund, and Dana Faber is, I mean, he was, he lived in, I used to have him on the show all the time for all their events. And because I'm a believer, we have to beat this disease. And I know it's been a long time, and but it disguises itself. It's this one day, and then, like Joe was just saying, it was a cough.
You don't know. And God knows, you know, it doesn't affect one person.
No.
It affects many.
Yep.
Family members, friends, so on.
Yeah. How old were your girls then?
Oh, God. Let's see. The youngest, Courtney, was 10.
Yeah.
My son, Michael, was...
I forgot a boy. Jesus, I am.
13, and yeah, Casey was 13. Yeah.
Think of that. Their mom, gone.
And they watched it.
And I know some of the extended family, too, yeah. You know, the Bees and all that. Everybody was like, I think we were shocked by how fast it all happened. You know, like you said, 2 years. I mean.
And she never gave up.
Never gave up.
Don't ever.
And just a beautiful person. Just really, and like you said, almost an inspiration to us who are suffering problems, you know, thinking of the potential that we could lose her. And again, she just wore she was like a Joan of Arc in a way. She carried that sword and went forward with it. So we are here. This is Joe DeCicco for people that are just turning in. And he's got this charity. He's going to give you all the information, the dates, the time. It's called Strike Out Cancer. All proceeds go to the Jimmy Fund, to Dana Faber, Cancer Research and Institute. So I'm trying to make it take what Joe has done for now. This will be the fifth year. And I want to make it a family affair. I want families to go and sit on the grass, if you want, at Clap Park. Because maybe I'm an old man now, and you don't have to tell me. I know every bone in my body aches. But the other side of that is that's what we did as kids. Maybe we need to get back a little bit to that. Doing things as family and enjoying each other's company. And as I've said, not once, several times, Joe will tell you, it's cell phone free zone. You don't need a cell phone. And you don't need batteries because you're your own battery. You got to run around by yourself. So, Joe, let's hit the couple more times. We'll hit the time, the plate, the venues, Clap Park, and the age groups. And one last promotion before Joe gives a promotion. Thank you to the girls' softball. That girls' softball is an integral part of this whole thing. Joe.
Okay. June 28th, Saturday, from 9 o'clock in the morning to basically whenever. 9 o'clock, we start off, which I call the old timers, 50 years and older. And you could be in your 70s, because we had a couple in their early 70s last year.
Wow.
Then we do the women's softball, which is any age. And last year was a blast. We had a good crowd for the first time, and hopefully it gets bigger this year. And then we'll do 18 in the 40, or whatever, can come play.
Yeah.
And basically, they play pretty hard, but this year a little different. We added post 68 baseball has two teams for their league.
Yeah.
And they're going to play their league game to end our striking out cancer in the Berkshires that Saturday. I also want to say, because this is our first year this ever happening,
Yeah,
is
this is cool.
I was so delighted. I almost, it was like, wow, this
Yeah.
is working.
Yeah.
The Boston Red Sox. Now, I'm not sure if they're bringing all the trophies or just one or two, but
Yeah.
we'll be bringing the World Series trophies to start the week off. That this will be June 22nd, Sunday, June 22nd, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Skyline on Fenn Street. Please, anybody's welcome to come. Bring your young kids. Let them get their picture taken with the World Series trophy.
Yeah. Oh, what a treat that'll be. Well, how exciting that is for kids. Think about that. I mean, yeah,
I'm
that's really good.
excited.
I'm excited. I'm an old man, and I can remember when the trophy came. Where did it, was it the Boys Club somewhere in oh, I forget. And boy, the crowd was enormous. So we'll do that. We're going to tell you again. Write it on your calendar. Put it in on your phone reminder thing or whatever. I can't do it, but I know a lot of people have that. It's at the sideline, and on Fenn Street. Ample parking. I'm trying to take excuses away. There's no parking there, Bill. There's ample parking there, trust me. And if you really need to park, you can park over in the big lot over where Daddy-O's used to be, and you can walk almost a half a block. I know, I live on William Street. I see how far how the parents jiggle to get closer to Herberg so the kid doesn't have to walk. But this is a wonderful event. It's homegrown. Grass. There's a guy. There's the guy who started it right there. His loss was a negative, a real heavy, heavy and dark negative. And what he's done is he's taken that negative and he's made it a bright light and shining to help fight cancer by research.
Thank you, Bill.
Well,
Thank you.
no, I'm just telling what it is, Joe. It knocked the hell out of all of us years ago when your wife passed, because we're all pretty much in the same group, and what you've done is you had an idea, and that's the other thing, folks. He had an idea and he made it happen. That's not easy. It's not easy, especially when you have all the people saying, "What are you going to do that for?" Or the best one is this, and this is why I like Joe and why I have him on every year. Why don't you have a golf? I don't like golf. I never play golf, So he had baseball, and everybody relates to it. One other thing, because I got a hole in my notes here. If you don't have equipment, if you're an old timer, and you've given your gloves to your grandkids, like, or whatever, go down. They've got everything you need. They got bats. They got balls. They got it. All you need to do is show up with a desire to be part of something really positive. He
Yep.
turned the negative into a positive.
And also, let's not forget, sorry, Bill, that you won't go hungry because Unico will be there with hamburgers, hot dogs, sausage and peppers, and we also have crispy cone if you want an ice cream that's nice and
Thank you
hot.
for bringing that out, Joe. I did forget, and that's very unusual because usually my focus is always on food. You don't got a body like mine fasting. Joe, it's a treat to know you. It's an honor to know you, and I mean that sincerely. And for all those people who are out there who may have been diagnosed and who are fighting, we're in your corner. We really are in your corner. And we're doing everything we can to get money to keep the research going. And don't give up. Don't give up.
Never get
Never give up. And I know it's easy for us to say we don't have the pain and the pain of the disease, the pain of the medicine sometimes, the pain of the, but people are out there for you. And
Yes, they are.
There's one of the guys that helps put it together. And I just want to say this for the audience too. You may know Joe's been jumping around a little bit. It's not because he's nervous. He just had knee surgery. He's in pain. But we made this date to do this. So it's done, Joe. We'll play it. I'll schedule it in. And I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, but also for all the effort you put into this strikeout cancer in the Berkshires. I really can't.
Well, thanks, Bill. I appreciate you having me come on the show. That's
Well, you know, as long as I'm doing a show, anytime you can come on. And folks, again, we're going to give you one more time. Dates, time, place. Hit it, Joe.
all right. June 28th, Clatt Park, Buddy Pollard Field, from 9 to question mark. We will have all day baseball, which we start off with the old timers, 50 and over. And then we do with women's softball, which is any age. Come on down, women, ladies, girls,
Yeah.
and have some fun. And then we do 18 and over boys. And then after that, we will have post 68. They have two teams this year. They were going to play a league game to end the day for striking out cancer. And you can't go hungry because we have Unico bringing hamburgers, hot dogs, and sausage and peppers, and we have crispy cone with the ice cream trailer. So come down, enjoy for a great
Enjoy
cause.
the outdoors. Bring your family. Do it as a family.
And let's not forget to start off the week, June 22nd, from 2 to 4 at the Sideline on Penn Street in Pittsburgh. We will have the Boston Red Sox coming with the World Series trophies. So anybody can come, please feel free, come down, get your picture taken with the trophy.
Yeah. If get it for your kids and grandkids, if nothing else, because that'll be something they'll cherish forever. Joe, take care, brother, and don't take. I'll see you there. I'll be the old fat bald guy sitting in the chair.
I'll find.
All right, Joe DeCicco, strike out cancer in the Berkshires, a real good human being, doing a lot for others. That's what it's about. I have a Joe, you can feel free to go. I got a couple of announcements and then I'm going.
Right.
All
Thank you,
right.
Bill.
Thank you, Joe. All right. As early mentioned earlier, some of the other DeCicco offspring, they are doing Casey DeCicco. She's at 413-207-4746. She is behind working on Soldiers On golf tournament that will be held Friday, May the 23rd, at 2 p.m. A shotgun start. It's at the Links of Worthington, and so if you can get to that, I think that would be really great. Also, I want to. Oh, that I got to remember that. We so much is coming up. St. Mary's Bingo. There's only two sessions left. And St. Mary's Bingo is there to support St. Mary's School down in Lee. And May 10th and June 14th are the last two for the summer. And so if you're interested in finding out more, call down to the school. And it starts at 12:30. I'm sorry. Doors open at 12:30 and it starts at 2 p.m. The Veterans Day Parade. A Memorial Day parade, the veterans organizations will be part of it, will be on May the 26th and it will start at City Hall Plaza. That's what he put. And I think that's cool because I never realized that it was a plaza. Thank you so much. Please support this endeavor, Strike Out Cancer in the Berkshires. We all have known too many people that cancer has taken from us way too soon. God bless. Take care of each other. Make somebody smile today. Lift somebody's spirits. We're all in this together. We need each other. Kindness costs nothing. Be well. See you soon. Thank you so much for always listening. And have a wonderful, wonderful day.